Sometimes you just got to begin to chase a dream that is bigger than you. Sometimes when it seems like you're so far behind, you'll never catch up. You got to get up on your feet. You can't wait on other people to be what you've been called to be.
Hello and welcome to the Ugly Daughter podcast. This is Julia Legend. My guest for today is Maria Allen, all the way from the USA. She's a midlife coach. She devoted herself to help women master midlife so they can create the life of their dreams. She has a bachelor degree in communications and a master degree in organizational psychology and leadership. Maria kindly offered to share her struggle with midlife crisis and tips on how to deal with the crisis. Hello and welcome, Maria.
Hi, Julia. Thank you so much for having me on.
My pleasure. Could you kindly share your own personal midlife crisis with our listeners today?
Oh, sure. And I'm sure a lot of what I'll say will be common with your listeners.
Yep.
Well, I started midlife fairly early, probably around 45 or so. And I realized that not only did I have the physical symptoms, you know, the hot flashes and the joint aches and all that.
Yep.
But after a while, I started noticing other issues that were coming up that I wasn't expecting. The biggest one was the sense that I had a dark cloud over my head.
Yep.
I just couldn't seem to get comfortable with my day, what I was doing, the actions I was performing. I just felt like I was in somebody else's body. It was just a very odd feeling.
Yep.
And I didn't know how to deal with that. And I ended up going from doctor to doctor just to find some answer. And of course, with a lot of doctors comes a lot of prescriptions and a lot of, you know, it's all in your head sort of thing.
Yep.
And it went on and on. And my life was just not one of good quality. And I just knew that I did not want to spend my day waiting for it to be over. This is not how I wanted to live.
Yep.
And yeah. And so I started doing some research on what this tricky thing called midlife was and why it just, you know, punches us in the stomach a lot of times. And from what I learned, I started taking small baby steps to start reclaiming myself.
Yep.
And along the way, I learned a lot about myself and transformed my life.
Besides the symptoms you have just mentioned, are there any other signs our listeners should look out for?
I think that not only do we have the physical ones that most people know already, you know, the night sweats and hard time sleeping and the lack of sex drive, but there are also huge issues that come into play. One is that you start to question your authenticity. I mean, you've been serving people for decades, you know, your husband and your children and your job. And you start to wonder, since your serving days are becoming less and less as your children get older, what in the world is my role here? Who am I? I mean, I know I'm mom, I know I'm a wife, but who is Maria? And that big question comes into place, the finding out, the need to find out who you are. And another big issue that comes up is legacy. We know that we have a certain amount of time on this earth, and we start wondering if what we're doing is going to leave some sort of positive mark in the world.
Yep.
And so we start thinking about that. And so it really is a time of transition to go inside and find out, reconnect with yourself, and then transform the second chapter of your life into a life that you really want. And I believe it ends up being a gift, midlife.
How long does it usually last? Is it months? Years?
Oh, you know, it really depends from woman to woman. Gosh, from what I read, it can be anywhere from 5 years to 15 years. It really is dependent on the woman. And a lot of times, if you look at what your mother went through, that can give you a predictor of what you're in store for.
5 to 15 years. Wow, that is a long, long time.
It's a long time.
Now, crisis usually has a negative connotation. I wonder if that's always the case, or can there be a positive midlife crisis for some people, Maria?
I see it as a very positive crisis.
Yep.
Because I think it's a time where you're finally unencumbered. I mean, your kids, if they're not already out of the house, they are living their lives and using the house for a closet or, you know, a shower. You're not going to have any more babies.
Yep.
Your financial situation is usually better. You've gotten a little bit of wisdom.
Yep.
And so now you can really devote all the time you have to you.
Yep.
And so it gives you a sense of freedom and a sense of possibility. That's definitely positive.
Yep.
Also, we still have a lot of years left to live.
Yep.
And so knowing that you can live the second chapter of your life in a way that you know, are holding the reins and that you are governing.
Yep.
It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Yeah, I assume it's a positive change for those that are still in good health, great financial position, and they can make better lifestyle choices. But what about those who are broke, don't have any choices, and they don't have much time left?
Yeah, and that does happen. I mean, that is the reality of midlife.
Yep.
And the transformation doesn't always have to be one that includes it being fed by finances.
Yep.
One thing I work on with my clients is just to get in touch with what they want to surround themselves in their lives. What's cluttering their lives? What people are in their lives that are taking and not giving, back and being a true friend? What situations and social settings are you finding yourself in that just are not fun anymore and you're going for obligation's sake?
Yep.
So we go and try to weed out what is draining the positive energy from your life, and let's do something about it and focus on the things that are filling you up. And that alone can make a huge transformation in a woman's life.
You are specializing in helping women.
Yes.
How about men? Don't they suffer and need assistance just like the women do?
Well, I think men certainly go through, a midlife transition, but I think it happens differently. With women, yeah, we tend to go inside of ourselves and to, start questioning what's wrong with us. Yeah, society has told us that, we're responsible for the household and keeping, everything going and multitasking and serving others.
Yep.
And so it really is a way to go, women go in, and unfortunately, women who don't resolve these issues because they do go inside of themselves end up getting depressed, anxiety, things of that sort. Now, men, what usually happens with them is that they start questioning their virility and their manliness. And so we start seeing the stereotypical, fast cars and younger women. They need to regain control of their studliness.
Yep.
And so that's usually what they deal with. And so it's a very different phenomenon for both genders.
I don't understand why women always subject themselves to unnecessary pain and suffering and make it harder for themselves.
it sure does seem like it. It does seem like it.
Why not make it as simple as the men do? Follow the example and get yourself an expensive car and a hot stud.
And that would just be the cure.
Exactly. So when someone goes through a midlife crisis, Maria, I assume it affects everyone around them. If that's the case, what can they do to help and also cope with the situation?
Absolutely. And it does. Any change that the midlife woman makes ripples out to other relationships. And tell them that you have to face these relationships with honesty and with communication.
Yep.
I mean, you have a husband that you really, a lot of times, haven't had, a real spiritual relationship with because there are always the kids. And the kids can be very distracting, to a marriage and can take you away from keeping that marriage just alive and keeping it going.
Yep.
And so you need to sit with your husband and say, this is a new chapter in our lives. So, let's let's work this out together and let's find a way that it's a win-win for both of us. These are my goals.
Yep.
And I want you to know, and I want to hear your opinion about it. And, you know, how can we do this together?
It sounds like a major concern for the woman to go through the crisis, especially when a woman suffers alone and she closes up. It does bring pain on the people around her. The men, on the other hand, though, Maria, seem to have all the fun in the world. You said earlier it's very typical of men to get themselves hot cars and younger women. That seems pretty destructive and unhealthy to me, especially if the man is married with children. If I were his wife or partner, how would I deal with the change?
Yeah, and it happens. And I think in that case, it really depends. It's such an individual thing.
Yep.
And I think it just depends on what your values are as a woman, what your relationship, you know, it depends on so many factors how you would react to something like that. And so that really is a very personal, very unique situation for every woman. And, you know, some are able to stay and they say their marriage is better than ever.
Yep.
Yep. And then others say, you know, he broke the trust and I just can't go back. Even though I know he was going through a, you know, a transformative time, I just can't go back.
Unless you are in the situation, it's impossible to know, I guess.
You know, I think so. Yeah.
Is there any free organization that people can turn for help?
Ooh, that's, you know, that's a good question. And Julia, that's the first time I've had that question. Yeah, gosh. You know, there are so many support groups out there for everything. I bet that if they did a little bit of research online, they could find some resource. Or if not in person, maybe joining a group on Facebook or joining a meetup group or something.
Yep.
And if that's not possible, there's certainly all kinds of self-help books out there that people can, you know, pick up one that they're drawn to that's based on the subject and start from there. A life coach like myself, a midlife coach, unfortunately, it is a paid service. Yeah, so it really, it would have to be some research done on the other end.
Yes. How long have you been working as a midlife coach, Maria?
For about 8 years now.
Wow. You have been at it for 8 years, so I assume you must be an expert in dealing with the issue. Can you give our listeners a few simple but practical tips that they can use immediately to help them deal with the challenge?
Oh, absolutely. The first thing I would say is that they need to disconnect. They need to get away from the social media, the constant ringing cell phone, the invitations, the demands. They need to take a holiday from all that stimulation because you can't think, you know, when you've got so much going on, you need to get clear so you can think. That's the first thing.
Yep.
The second thing is that women do very well with tribes. So if you don't have sisters that you're very close to or girlfriends that you're very close to, a place where you can go and be supportive and where you're not judged and where you're loved for just who you are, then you need to find one. And, you know, there are a lot of different ways to find different groups. You know, it's just doing your research. But I would start there. Oh, and if I could add one, it would be to just start experimenting with joy again. And what I mean by that is if you're reading an article and you read about a certain class or, you know, some music or something and you feel those butterflies in your stomach, there's an interest there. Dig into it more and just start exploring a little bit about what makes the butterflies in your stomach flap their wings.
Excellent suggestions. In my opinion, though, I believe there is no better place to start than to go within and ask for clarity. Make a list and write out places that you want to visit and things that you want to do that truly make you happy, because everything you want to know and need is within you. All you have to do is learn to ask intelligently and take one step at a time. Wouldn't you agree, Maria?
Absolutely, yeah. And what happens is you take these teeny tiny baby steps and you start getting some successes.
Yep.
And with those successes, you get more confidence, and then you start gaining momentum. So it starts to snowball into a complete transformation, and it's just taking one little step at a time.
I suppose it's worth it to pay for an experienced midlife coach to guide you through the process and potentially save you from years of pain and suffering if you can afford one. But if you can't, I'm sure you can find plenty of books and materials from the library or the internet that are freely available to you. Is that right, Maria?
Yeah, yeah. And you know, the world is a funny place. The world, if you ask for what you want, the world usually finds a way to give it to you. And I don't know how many times I've gone into Borders and said, you know what, I'm really dealing with this. And I'll go up and down the self-help aisle and there's a book where the color is calling me or the type or something, and it's just what I need. So ask for help.
Yep, learn to ask the universe for what you want, and don't give up on your quest. Just do the search online. There are tons of free materials and courses out there.
Oh, yeah. And even on YouTube, you can find countless workshops, you know, and things that you can download and listen to for free. There's hundreds and hundreds of different areas you can go to.
I was going to say exactly that.
Yeah, yeah.
If you really want to get better, but you don't have the money to pay for a coach, there are thousands of videos on YouTube you could watch for free.
It's all free.
Yeah.
It's all free. And a funny story about that, when I started forever ago and I didn't have the money to have somebody build my website. And so I went on YouTube and I pause it, do what they said, you know, go back, pause it. And I was able to put something together that worked.
Maria, I believe you have some very useful posts on your Facebook page. Is that the only place my listener could go and get the info, or do you also post them somewhere else?
Yeah, well, I do have a resource page. I'm glad you mentioned that is free, that your listeners can go to. And I do have a YouTube channel. It's called Midlife Moxie, M-O-X-I-E. And there are teleseminars on there. There are inspirational messages. So that's another free resource you can go to.
You also offer people 30-minute free consultation, right?
Oh, I do. And I wanted to offer your listeners, Julia, a 45-minute clarity session.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
Yeah. Oh, please. No, I'm grateful to be on the show. And just to sign up with me, put 45 minutes/Julia in the comment area. And we will just, we'll chat and we'll tackle an issue that is really, it's really hard for you at this time that's very challenging for you. And have you walk away with some action steps to get you in the right direction. And it's all complimentary.
Thank you for your kind offer and for being on my show today.
Thank you so much, Julia. I really had a good time.
Have a great night, Maria.
I will. It's almost 9 o'clock here.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you all for listening. Next week, we will be dealing with fear, procrastination, and self-confidence issues. Until then, ciao.